Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
This is a message from Jack, who has a Kelpie called Ross, having a few problems with it. I would have thought it'd be the owner would be Ross and the Kelpie would be Jack, but not in this case.
Two boys out on the town.
So the problem is the dog won't come back, I think, when he calls it. Is that right?
Yes, yes. The dog won't come back.
Oh, you've heard this would be in times as well.
Oh, Sean, I'll tell you what. The coming when called is a tough skill for a dog to master.
I think I might have a solution to this because I read about this because my dog was exactly the same. And I used to run after it and it would run away. And I learned you're supposed to run the opposite direction. Am I on the money here?
Yes, that can be helpful.
You get its attention and then run the opposite way and it might follow you the other way.
It might follow you. Yep, absolutely.
Am I sort of right?
You're sort of right, yep. So coming when called is a tricky one because often the reason why the dog's gone away from you is because they're finding something interesting. So especially imagine the dog park where you've got lots of other dogs or lots of other stuff going on. And also at the bush, you've got lots of stimuli and you're competing against that stimuli.
Lots of smells.
Exactly right. So no wonder Jack is having a few problems getting Ross to come back. So where you start this skill is in your backyard with virtually no
distractions and things.
No, yep. Distractions, exactly right. So what we want to do is have the dog on lead, maybe a meter. We've got the lead in our hand and we've got some $50 notes for dogs. So that might be some cooked chicken and we're going to use a $50 note on this one because this is a big one. So we wait till the dog, we've got the lead, the lead's loose and we wait for the dog to get distracted and then we call the dog. No name, just come. Or here, whatever you want to use. And the second the dog comes towards you, you mark it yes and give the dog the treat. So what we're teaching the dog is when you press the pause button on what you're doing and you listen in to me, there is always a $50 note in it for you. So we practice this in the backyard and then we might graduate to the front yard where there's a little bit more interesting stuff. There's people walking by. We do the exact same example. And then I might sit Ross maybe 2 meters away from where I am. I might have the lead on the ground just in case he does the bowl to me. And again, I wait for him to get distracted or looking somewhere else and I call him again and then I give him his $50 note and I make sure that he understands that $50 note is only for when I call you to come to me. Then we might practice while we're walking. I might let Ross get distracted on a smell that he's smelling over there while he's still on lead and I do the magic call. Here's my $50. Bang, he comes. Now, if I do that progressively and I make those challenges incremental but not massive leaps, eventually when I get to the dog park or I get to the bush, Ross is going to want to come back to me. But it all starts in the backyard.
Okay.
The less distraction, high reinforcement and lots of fun and every time we pay. That way when I need to use it, if Ross is running down the street and there's a car coming and I hit that button and say here or come, that dog wants to come back to me and that's how you get your recall.
I did hear, Joe, that the dog was going to be called Joey or Chandler, but it went for Ross in the end.
Oh,
is that right?
Well, we're all friends, aren't we?
We are. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.